It's Divas That Care Radio. Stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Hello to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely magical, robust lifestyle show. I want to thank each one of our listeners for listening to this podcast on all the different platforms that it will be located on. And you are all in for one amazing show today, as I have with me my incredible returning diva, Gia Raquel. And her and I are going to chat about unblock yourself. Oh, wow. This is going to be great. So with that, Gia, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Absolutely, Joyce. Thank you so much for having me yet again. It's my great honor and pleasure to be here with everyone today. And my name is Gia Raquel. I am an owner of Airs Above Yoga LLC, where I teach private clients. I practice Reiki on humans and animals alike, and I teach both remotely via Zoom and in person as well. Mainly private because I like to get to know my students a little bit and really tailor things to their specific needs, wants, and goals. But also, you know, I will do small groups as well. But really, I'm just in it for the healing and the wellness.
Oh, how exciting. You are a true diva, how you're being of service to others. And doing it remotely, I am just so excited because Gia is actually going to do a remote Reiki session on one of my horses later this afternoon. So we will have to chat about that again on another show.
I'm looking forward to it.
So are my horse and I, definitely. And with that, Gia, I will let you to kind of start how you would like to share with our listeners today about unblocking yourself. How are some ways that you have found that work for you and for your clients?
So I think we've been talking about this since the new year kind of started, and the idea of meditation, of removing negative thought patterns and recognizing and replacing them. So I wanted to kind of continue in that vein, but kind of switch tack onto the physical aspect as well. And it's very important. I know we've touched on this before with animals when we were talking about Reiki and Reiki healing and how to prep your animals for healing sessions. One of the biggest things is movement. And for yoga, especially with the human body, the idea of yoga is all about moving energy and freeing up the channels in the body to kind of bring your body, mind, and spirit into alignment. That's, in my mind, that's kind of the whole quote unquote point of yoga. So, and of course you could go very spiritual with it, but for all intents and purposes, for our purposes today, I really want to talk about unblocking and using the flow and the energy of yoga to begin to open up the physical potential energetic blocks that you might have in your body so that you can start to heal body, mind, and up from there. So right at our grounding, at our base level, we are our physical body, our energetic cells, and all of the little micro organisms that make up our bodies, right? So at that very base level, our cells have energy, our bodies have energy, but when we are not healthy in our physical bodies, it makes energetic healing or even your own mental capacity, your mental faculties are all a little bit off or left of center. So you need to start at the ground level up with that as our physical level. And then you can start to clear those energies, clear those pathways, and work towards that energetic body clearing and then that mental, emotional, spiritual levels of healing from the ground up, if you will. But our grounding is essentially in our bodies.
Yes. Oh, definitely. And that's why there is so much talked about, and I feel so much better when I just go outside and ground. To me, it's just getting that grounding energy to come up through you and just let your body ground on the earth. And I love that. So yes, and moving energy to help the mind, body, and spirit. And yes, when I feel too, when we are physically hurting, It affects everything. It's not just our physical part of our body also. So
absolutely. It's all, I mean, it's all connected. That's one of the points that I want to emphasize. And especially when it comes to yoga, you know, all movement will benefit, but yoga is specifically designed to create that unity. It's the word for union, right? So you're creating that connection between the energy, the energetic body, and the physical body. And, you know, a good yoga instructor will be able to theoretically help you with their flow, their pose selection, in being able to target what ails you physically, mentally, emotionally. So you can have someone who's having a rough day, and they may explain, for example, what happened in their day or part of their day. And as their guide through their yoga practice, it's, you know, whatever comes to you is, okay, well, they said that this happened to them, so this pose would be really good for opening that chakra, releasing that pent up energy or that stuck stagnant energy, unblocking that chakra, if you will, and then allowing, as you move through a little more of a fluid practice, that energy to flow through. So vinyasas, for example, sun salutes, the up and the down, is a very heating way to start to generate that flow of energy. They're not always pertinent for each client or for each practice, but they definitely are one of the best ways to move energy through after you have potentially opened up some channels within the body because of their heating element and the fact that they go from the ground up and from the floor, or I'm sorry, from up back down to the ground. So it's a very kind of cyclical series of postures. So I think that's one of the best ways, if you are new to yoga, that you might be able to start to move the energy through, because again, you have to be able to unblock, release, and then we'll call it purging in essence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that, ways to move the energy through, and unblocking definitely, and release it, and just let it go through your body. Let it go out, whatever is blocking. So oh, that is just great. I will just let you continue on it because I'm loving hearing all this.
So essentially, when we talk about, and we've gone, you know, I encourage all listeners to go back and listen to some of our chakra connection conversations. We've had a plethora of them at this point. And that'll give you kind of a good idea of how we move through, and what they resonate with, what their specific vibrations are, if you will. But each chakra has a multitude of poses that are beneficial. So I don't know if we're going to have time for me to go into specifics for each one. So I'm just going to kind of give a overview, if you will, of different ways that you might be able to put two and two together for yourself. So for example, we have the chakra system going from the base of the spine all the way up to just above the crown of the head. And each of these chakras are in a section of the body. So you have your sacral chakra, which is just above your root chakra. Your root chakra is at the tailbone. It's that root, that grounding, that base. Your sacral chakra is just above that, just below the belly button. Your solar plexus is just above the belly button. Your heart, as I call it, is the bridge between the grounding chakras and the reaching towards the spiritual aspect chakras as we move up to the throat, which is self-explanatory where it is, and then to the third eye, which is just above the brow, and the crown, which is just above the head. And so when we're talking about these chakras, physical postures and yoga asana, in essence, will, you can take it on a very like yoga for dummies level and say whatever body part you happen to be working on is essentially where that chakra is, and hopefully will open and loosen and create the space in that chakra to unblock and allow that energy to flow more freely. So if you think about it at a very basic term, there is a yoga pose called bound angle pose. Some people call it cobbler's pose, where you sit on your rear and you have your knees out to the side and your soles of the feet pressed together. That's a really great hip opener, one of my favorites, and it's great for grounding through your root chakra. Hip openers in general are great for your root chakra and your sacral chakra, and poses like warrior two and extended angle, those are hip openers, a little more dynamic, a little less restorative, but really, really good for getting into the nooks and crannies of your pelvis and your lower back and starting to release those types of stagnant and emotions that we might have stored there, which is huge. And I'll circle back to that. As we move up to the solar plexus, your core strengthening postures, right? Your solar plexus is kind of, I like to think of it as your power center. Like if anyone's familiar with the Iron Man movie, his was up at his heart, but I like to think of us as having that little Iron Man solar plexus chakra right at the center of our bodies. And that's our power center. And so any sort of boat pose, holding a plank, and while that's very dynamic, anything that engages your core, strengthens you at your very center, supports your trunk and your torso, all of those postures are going to be great for that solar plexus chakra and creating that internal fire. When it comes to the heart center, back bends. Back bends are huge, dancer pose. And one of my favorites, twists. So especially, and let me pause here because this is a paramount importance. Twists, in my mind, I think of them as literally wringing out the body. So anytime you're twisting, and always do it from a very safe place, but anytime you're twisting, you are releasing. And I found two of the postures that create emotional releases during a yoga session, a yoga practice, are twists and hip openers. These are the two big ones. So a lot of people store trauma in their hips, childhood trauma, again, towards that root. It's all about safety. So if you had issues when you were younger, or as you were developing, then a lot of those, your body, your cells are memory. They are memory. So they store all of that trauma, all of that tension. And as you start to move up and you get into that heart chakra space, that's going to store pretty much everything, right? It's your heart. Like that's your seat of your emotion. That's your seat of your love for others and love for yourself. As soon as you start working through twists and you're starting to twist through the rib cage, your ribs can't really stretch too much, right? Like we have intercostal muscles that the only way to really stretch those is to hold a deep breath in and hold that breath, and that opens. But the rib cage is in essence static. It does not flex. It only rotates. And so twisting is one of the best ways for your spine, for your heart center, for your emotional blockages to start to open up. And so a lot of times when I'm working with a client or a student, and we're even working through from those ground levels up, we will twist to start to open up from that trauma that might be stored in the lower chakras and bring them up through the heart for processing or wringing out. And then we can start to go flow through the upper chakras. So before I get there, are there any questions? Because I know I just said a whole bunch of very specific yoga lingo, and you know, we're talking about the chakras again, but I really want to just see if there's any questions that you have, because maybe our listeners might have the same questions.
Oh, I am just amazed because I did not know the twisting was a good way to release some of that stored up energy, and that you can store the trauma in your hips. It makes me think of people that I know have hip issues. Is this why? Possibly that they've been storing that trauma all these years, and it's just building, building, building to cause physical issues right now. So yeah, it was just things that were going in my mind, and that the cells are memory. They don't forget. They don't forget the traumas that have happened since you were a small child. And maybe even before your mind and memory remembers them, your cells remember them is how I'm thinking.
So, 100%.
Oh yeah, this is great. I'll just let you continue.
So, you know, again, and with the twisting, I want to just make a little yoga instructor asterisk. You always want to twist from your belly button up, because the same way that your rib cage and your thoracic vertebrae are not meant to flex, to bend forward or back, your lumbar spine, your lower back, is not meant to twist. It gives a little bit of leeway, right? As your body is supposed to be limber and fluid, but you don't want to tweak your lower back. So when you're twisting, I always encourage people, whether you're standing or sitting, to make sure that both sit bones are level or both knees are level, and that you're not letting that twist, because it happens to all of us, myself included. We let the lower back move and then we come out of alignment. So the twist, if you are staying from the belly button up, is going to be probably a little limited in its range of motion, because you're doing it properly. And that's where that wringing out effect comes into. So just think of your body as a towel, a damp towel, and you're wringing out all of those stuck negative emotions that you don't want to be storing and holding onto, that could negatively affect your body, your mind, your overall wellness. So once you've started to work through some of those lower chakras, right? Because a lot of times we want to work from the ground up. you ring out through your heart center and you just let that space open up. And that's when I like to do a few back bends and heart openers. So poses like Cobra pose, which is a really accessible one, or poses even like Dancer's Pretty Aggressive. It's a balancing pose where you grab your foot behind you. It can be a little more challenging, even something like a locust pose. Anything where you are bringing your heart center up towards the sky is going to be camel pose. All of these are going to be great way to then open up that heart after you've done those twists and kind of limbered up the spine and created that space after wringing out yourself or unblocking yourself so that you can start to open back up. And then once we're open, then we have all of these upper chakras that we get to work with to start to connect to that mental, emotional, spiritual place. So when we're talking about throat chakras, you know, we want to think about always protecting the neck. One of my favorite, and a lot of people will shy away, and I have neck injuries, but one of my favorite poses, and you can do it very restoratively with blocks or a pillow, is fish pose, where you actually bring your heart center up, you rest the crown of your head on the mat, and you open your throat. And I find that this is a very vulnerable pose. So I like to use it a lot after we've worked through some of this emotional release. And after we've limbered up the body and done a few back bends, that's kind of a way to, I kind of think of it almost literally where you're opening up through the throat and you're releasing everything that just came up. So you want to be mindful for your neck. So a lot of people, you know, you'll put a towel, you can prop a pillow under your neck. But I think that for an intense emotional release practice, that's one of my favorite things to do after a back bend. A lot of teachers use it as a counter pose for shoulder stand or bridge pose, which is wonderful. And it does completely release what was done. But I like to think of it as an energetic release for all of the stuff that just came up before you start to move up into those higher level chakras. That's just me. Personally, that's kind of how I view it. Almost like a human Pez dispenser, right? You open your throat, allow your head to come back, and it literally releases all of those things that you've just kind of drawn up through. Mm-hmm. From there, you move up into your third eye and your crown chakras. And one of the easiest ways to kind of think about releasing these chakras are when you take your head or your crown, your forehead to the floor. So it's that essence of bowing, of recognizing, of surrender, if you will. So one of the most dynamic ones, obviously, is downward facing dog, right? That's going to bring your hips up and your head to the floor. So if you're trying, and that's why I said sun salutes, which incorporate downward facing dog, are a great way to start to purge that energy, but they're very heating and they're not accessible to everyone if you have injuries or if they're just a little bit too much. But holding a downward facing dog, holding a child's pose, resting the third eye on the floor. These are all ways that you can start to, again, release. So we're opening and releasing up to the sky through the throat. And then we're just gently acknowledging, you know, the divine Mother Earth, the divine in you, coming into a nice gentle child's pose and really just letting everything melt down. So that's kind of a very, very brief overview of how you can start from the ground, work your way up through, and start to unblock, cleanse, release, and then show your gratitude or open yourself up and just let those emotions come out. And any one of these postures can create a teardrop or some sort of an emotional release. It depends on, you know, who you are, what you've gone through, where you happen to store things in your body. A lot of women carry a lot of tension in their shoulders. So, you know, even gentle shoulder rolls, you know, before you come into a fish style pose will help to kind of release some of that. But I do want to touch on the arguably the most important yoga pose, which is Shavasana, which is corpse pose. And that is, you know, if you're a yoga teacher, I've mentioned this before, it's every yoga teacher's favorite, because at the end of the class, you lay on your mat, you take your palms facing up and you close your eyes, you allow your intention to come to you, and you literally just release everything from your body into the ground beneath you. And that is your safe space, your connection with the divine. You've done all of this work physically, mentally, and emotionally to bring yourself to this place of relaxation and connection. So a lot of times I'll like to do a meditation for myself or for a student, or a Reiki session for myself or for a student after a yoga practice. Because again, it's just a really great way, and you're in a very positively vulnerable space at that point to be receptive. So And that is, again, probably arguably other teachers might take issue, but arguably, I think that Shavasana is the best posture associated with the crown chakra, because you're in a state of complete surrender physically, and you've just done all of this work to open yourself up to that crown chakra connection with the divine, your own divine source and energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so awesome. And all the different poses and resting the third eye on the floor and different ways to do it. And then at the very end, laying on the floor with your palms up, and to me, it just sounds like you're releasing, you're grounding, you're bringing all of that. And just, it sounds very relaxing is what it sounds like.
Absolutely.
A very relaxing pose to get yourself back lined up and get released of everything. Now, a question I did have with your clients, do you see a lot of it when they have a lot of trauma stored up? It takes more than like, how many sessions do some people need to go through to really feel that they've released a lot of this trauma in their life?
So what I'm going to say is you are, unfortunately, for most people, life continues to be traumatic, right? Unfortunately. Right. Like, we never, if we have a day that we don't have any, you know, even a little annoyances can be traumatic from, you know, it doesn't have to be a physical trauma or an emotional trauma, or, you know, something like when my mom died, that's a trauma that, you know, I'll never fully probably move through that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People, God save me, if they've lost a child, you know, when we lose a horse or one of our dogs, those are like, big ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can be as small as, you know, getting into an argument with a friend of yours, mm-hmm. right? It could be a little thing, and it might not be little, but it your body stores it, that confusion, that upset, like it gets, you know, a lot of times, especially for people who don't face things mentally or emotionally, if it happens and they rationalize it and they stuff it down and then go do something else, that's when it gets stored in the body the most. That's why, you know, and again, I'm not a therapist, but that's why I believe in therapy, because I think that if you can talk through and work through on the plane of recognition through these traumas and issues and events, then your body doesn't need to store it. Because I think that the body just innately, if you don't process with your own mind, mental, emotional acceptance of a situation, then your body has to do it, because that's going somewhere.
Right.
So I think that, you know, if you have, so for example, and again, I hate to go to dark places, but if you have someone that's experienced like a sexual trauma, they're going to have a lot of stored things going on in their sacral chakra and their root chakra. So for them, you know, even something as gentle as like a very deep yin yoga practice, and again, good yoga instructors, we're not like, these are not things that you want to do in a yoga class. Let me just specify. Yeah. These are things that you want to work through. And I'll be very cautious, because I'm a Yoga Alliance registered instructor, and they're very specific about not using terms like yoga therapy. So I just want to be clear that this is not therapy. This is physical release. And I would hope that a good yoga instructor who's well versed in how the body correlates to emotions will help you release physically your emotions. And that's where a true therapist comes in to talk through the trauma and the upset. So I just want to be very clear that when we're talking about this, this is about your physical and your energetic cleansing. Your mental and emotional, that's something that as the client has, they have to come to terms with that in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is release the stored trauma for them. And then, like, a lot of times, pigeon pose is a love or hate pose. I love it. It's a very deep hip opener. So you bring one leg forward, you're prone, you have your leg coming up, like your knee towards the same side elbow and your ankle towards the other side elbow. A lot of people will need a prop. A lot of men do not love this pose, because it's their hips are built differently than mm-hmm. women's hips, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, and then you fold forward, and I've seen a lot of women will have an emotional response to that posture. It affects the root chakra and it affects the sacral chakra. And because you're facing down and you're releasing your heads towards the floor, because of the pure shape of it, it's a very, very big surrender to those lower chakras type of posture. So I've seen a lot of that. For me, again, twisting, I had a very big emotional release in a twist once, and sometimes you don't even know what it came from. It just, you twist, something clicks, and then you start crying. When that happens, it's a blessing. But a lot of people, you know, if they go to yoga class and something happens and they weren't expecting it, and then they're crying in Shavasana, I've seen it. I've experienced it. Mm-hmm. It happens. And that is, again, like the beauty of it, if you will, is that your body, even though it stored it and we don't want that, your body can also release it. Mm-hmm. Oh. So to me, that's huge. And so is there an answer to your question? Unfortunately, no. But I would say that if you know you have a deep trauma somehow, some way, which we all have levels, varying levels, mm-hmm. Then, you know, you want to dedicate yourself to an instructor that you align with that can help you work through the trauma in a physical way for a set number of sessions, but can also find and help you choose postures that will target that area of your body.
Yeah.
And if you're able to do that, then, you know, you may not have to go forever, mm-hmm. but I think the best thing you can do is have a consistent yoga practice, a little bit every day or one or two classes a week to keep the energy moving. So even if you have something that gets a little sticky, you are constantly doing a gentle purge. And if you don't have any really deep-seated trauma, bless you, right? Like, that's wonderful. And hopefully just a general kind of maintenance, if you will be enough to sustain you.
Oh, that was a perfect answer, because that explained to me, and I'm sure to the listeners, first of all, find an instructor you trust. That's, mm-hmm. to me, a key factor. And then let them know maybe what you're feeling inside of some of the trauma that you've dealt with, and then they can better help work with you. And then between the two of you, you will determine kind of how it all comes about and how your body responds to it all. So yeah, that was a perfect answer. Thank you, Gia.
my pleasure. I hope so. I hope I can be of you know, benefit. That's the goal, right? Always.
Oh, yes. And you always are. And as always, this has just flown by. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, I cannot believe that this show is almost over again, because it has been so many golden nuggets you've shared with our listeners today. And before we close, would you please share with our listeners how the best ways are to connect with you?
Absolutely, Joyce. Thank you. So again, my practice for everyone is Airs Above Yoga. So airsaboveyoga.com, airsaboveyoga@gmail, and @airsaboveyoga on all most social media platforms. And it is AIRSABOVE. It's a little takeaway from a dressage term, because I do happen to work with a lot of horses and equestrians. But I also think that I liked the name, because it also kind of brings you again from the ground up. So, right, it's the airs above. It's all about rising up and lifting and unblocking yourself so you can achieve those higher states of consciousness.
Oh, perfect. Oh, thank you so much, Gia. And I would love to have you back on again to share more of your wisdom and knowledge with all of our listeners and with myself. I always learn every time I listen to you. So I would love to have you back on as a guest on Robust Lifestyle Show.
Thank you, Joyce. I would always, I look forward to it. We've been doing this almost every month, and I love it. And nothing would give me greater joy. So yes.
Awesome. Because the feelings are mutual. You are so welcome. And with that, I want to wish you a magical day and magical times till we connect again.
Thank you. And likewise, may all the magic and blessings find you and all of your loved ones.
Oh, thank you so much. And with that, I want to thank each one of our listeners for listening to this incredible show with our amazing diva, Gia Raquel. Please share this show with all your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasthatcare.com. And remember some of the golden nuggets about moving energy. It's all mind, body, and spirit. And find that special coach that you can connect with, and let them help you work through it. And remember, cells are memory. They remember it all. So with that, I want to wish each of you a very magical day. Remember, be kind to all, humans and animals. Give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.